You're now listening to another episode of the 10-Man Podcast. And today, I'm going to give you guys another anime first impression. Okay? This is for the anime My Dress Up Darling. Okay? Japanese title, Sono Kisuke Ningyo Wakoi wo Suru. And it came out this winter of 2022, currently airing. Right now, as of the time of this recording, there has been 4 episodes out. So I'm going to give you guys my first impression on the series here. The producers, Aniplex, Square Enix, Movic, Studio Masu, and Tokyo MX Studios, Cloverworks, and the source is a manga. All right, the show genre is romance, slice of life, has some etchiness to it as well. And I, you know, since it's slice of life and it's an anime, it's set in the school. So basically, we get like high school students in their, you know, walk of life. All right. Anyways, the demographic for this show is seinen, so the more mature audience. But I mean, so far it's been fun. I'm gonna go ahead and give you guys a plot summary, a synopsis of sorts, from Mal. Okay, traumatized by a childhood incident with a friend who took exception to his love of traditional dolls, Hina doll artisan hopeful Wakana Gojo passes his days as a loner, finding solace in the home ec room at his high school. To Wakana, people like beautiful Marin Kitagawa, a trendy girl who's always surrounded by a throng of friends, is practically from another world. When cheerful Marin, never one to be shy, spots Gojo sewing away one day after school, she barges in with the aim of roping her quiet classmate into her secret hobby, cosplay. Alright, so yep, that's the synopsis. Obviously, two people coming together because of the passion of cosplay, at least from one character. And obviously, Marin, the female protagonist here, she's obviously the one in love with cosplay and in love with games, anime. And she's the character who obviously needs the help from Gojo. Gojo being, you know, a Hina doll artisan, hopeful, right? He works at his Hina doll shop that his grandpa owns. And there, his grandpa, you know, crafts and carves, you know, faces, paints faces for Hina dolls, like these traditional dress-up dolls that are like porcelain. I'm assuming they're porcelain. I'm not sure if they're porcelain. But, you know, they're really beautiful, high-end dolls. And Gojo, personally, he only, so far crafts and, sews together little outfits for the dolls. He doesn't do anything like crafts faces, but, you know, he is, trying to build himself to get there. Anyway, before I get too crazy into, you know, these characters, I just want to, you know, give a little brief discussion on the synopsis and how they intertwine together. But anyways, let me go ahead and start off with our characters. Marin Kitagawa, voice actress Hina Sugata, notable roles. She was Kirigaya from Bang Dream and Haruka from After Loss, which are a series I haven't watched. And she did spot roles on Rinsei, Ikoda-chan, Uchitama. Have you seen... Rinsei, Ikoda-chan, and then Uchitama. Have you seen my Tama? So, I mean, she hasn't really been in too much that I've seen. But Bang Dream, I know I've heard of. After Loss, I don't think I've heard of before. But anyway, I really like this voice actress. She has like a really cool voice, like perfect bubbly personality. Really like helps you get into, you know, Marin as a character, I think. You know, cuz she has like that flirtatious voice that like is really, you know, appealing in terms of, you know, attracting other people, obviously, right? Anyways, Marin Kitagawa is a popular and beautiful high school girl. She is very interested in cosplay and has tried to sew her own, but it was a disaster. She especially likes to cosplay as characters from Aero games. So, yeah, this is a really cool, like, I guess, aspect of her as a character, because, you know, most characters, most girl characters, most female characters, right? They're not really interested in that lewd aspect, you know, the hentai Aero, you know, world, right? At least portrayed in Japanese, like, animes, right? It's usually, like, the guys that are, like, degenerates. And, really, you know, shares her passion. She's a cool girl, obviously. She's fun. She knows her way around, you know, people, right? Anyway, let's go ahead and talk about Gojo real fast. Wakana Gojo, voice actor Shoya Ishige, notable roles Yusaka Fujiki or Playmaker from Yu-Gi-Oh! V-Reigns. Also Yun Arikawa from Godzilla's Singular Point, and one of my favorite shows, Haikyuu to the Top, Sake Ichigo, right? That volleyball anime. He's just like a character in the fourth season, I believe. Anyways, he also did some spot roles in Fruit Basket Season 2, Fire Force, Orange, and some parts in Don't Toy With Me, Miss Nagatoro. Alright. Anyways, Wakana Gojo is a high school boy that is learning to make Hina dolls from his grandfather. He still has a long way to go, so he mostly focuses on making their clothes and painting their faces. His practice of making the dolls made him very adept at making cosplay as well. He is able to accurately sew outfits and apply makeup for a given character. Gojo isn't open about making Hina dolls, since he was bullied as a child by a girl that thought it was weird for a boy to make dolls. Alright, so I'm going to go ahead and get into like some show highlights, okay? Maybe reasons why you should watch the show, but these are like highlights that I noticed and that I appreciated from the characters. Because, you know, the show is a slice of life, so there's no powers. You know, it's fun. There's funny moments. There's, you know, obviously romantic and relationship building aspects. So here we go. Chemistry between Gojo and Marin is just really sweet. I really enjoyed it that way. The pacing of the show is excellent. Not rushed, and the characters are given time to flesh out, and it really gives authenticity to the simple story. The first episode really takes the time to show Gojo's insecurity with his passion of Hina dolls. Okay. And, you know, he's obviously, like, not, you know, trying to be relatable with anyone else. He keeps to himself. He really just obviously wants to be an artist for that. That's, like, his dream, to be, like, a crafter of sorts, right? Anyway, Marin as a character is beautiful. We are introduced to her falling down and bumping her head on Gojo's desk. This first interaction establishes Marin as a popular girl with friends, and Gojo as a loner of sorts, right? Gojo is quick to be embarrassed, as typical of the main character of most animes. He's embarrassed because he doesn't know how to interact with members of the opposite sex. The main focus of the show demonstrates how people can come together from different walks of life, and that's something that really resonated with me. Gojo and Marin are from two different worlds, but their relationship buds when they have a fateful encounter in the home ec room. A simple sewing machine brings them together, and, you know, that's at this time, you know, Marin notices that, you know, Gojo's in the home ec room. he freaks her out, or she freaks him out, and then he's about to drop, like, his doll head, and then he goes and saves her. She compliments how that doll looks, you know, beautiful, and how it's just, like, an amazing, you know, craft of work. And Gojo just, like, you know, he's never been complimented about his work before, so he's just, like, really appreciative that, you know, someone else can, you know, obviously appreciate what he's doing, right? That interaction leads to Marin noticing that, you know, hey, you know, I'm trying to, like, my passion is, like, anime and aero games, and I want to cosplay. So, check out my cosplay, right? So, she has, like, this, like, really poorly sewn together dress so far. And Gojo, like, pretty much says everything that's wrong with it, sewing-wise, sewing technique-wise, and she's devastated. Gojo feels sorry. But then, you know, it segues to, like, Marin, you know, asking Gojo for help. And then Gojo's like, you know what? I appreciate your passion. I appreciate, you know, the care that you have as a person, you know, not making fun of other people's passions, even though you don't know anything about it. And so Gojo decides to accept, right? And, you know, that it really starts their relationship, right? This is their partnership. This starts, like, the romance, I suppose. I mean, it's really flirtatious, not really, like, real feelings yet or anything, but just more, like, care for the other person based on their, you know, respective passion and what they can, you know, do for the other person, as far as, you know, Marin needing help and Gojo, you know, having the skills to help her. All right. Marin's philosophy of not making fun of other people's passion is a really outstanding moral to me. Essentially being, like, different strokes for different folks. And she also has a strong sense of personal responsibility she instills in Gojo. There was one moment in the first episode where she notices Gojo cleaning up their respective classroom alone when other students should have been there as well cleaning. They make the excuse that they all have work, and then, like, you know, they make him feel good saying, you know, you're responsible and you're reliable, so we can count on you to do this. So he feels good about it doing that way, even though he doesn't want to do it, you know? He doesn't want to be there alone, okay? But she mentions to him that he should not be okay with that. He should not be okay with being taken advantage of. And he should really speak up and say how he feels. And in that moment in time, that really resonated with Gojo, because, you know, he's really kept to himself. Just doesn't want to, you know, make waves. He just wants to get through the day and be respected by his, you know, his peers, right? And I mean, I really, really like, you know, all those, like, aspects of Marin that they really present early on in the show, maybe all in the first episode, really. Anyway, Gojo's understanding of new situations and how to navigate uncharted waters is a key point of the show that I enjoyed. When he realizes he is having lewd thoughts, like having Marin in his room, he's like measuring her for her dress size and stuff. He quickly remembers that she is sharing with him her passion, and that she deserves his best and professional work. That being said, Gojo, you know, he's earnest. He's a respectable guy, giving his all. And that kind of passion really writes home to how dedicated you have to be in life. And you've got to put aside your personal feelings to, you know, do good work when that's your passion, right? And, like, if you want to sell dolls, or if you want to, you know, sell your skills, like, that's, you got to put, you know, your client first, right? And that's what he really, you know, stick to his guns with, and I really appreciated that as a character trope for Gojo. Anyways, so this is a spoiler alert for, you know, the show here, so I'm gonna go ahead and say that now, but the key moment in the show for me that really, like, catapulted this show to, like, being one of the best of the season. Obviously, this is one of the first shows of the year that we can watch, but maybe even the best of the year. It's going to be hard to follow this up, but anyways, a key moment for the show. The day before the big cosplay event that, Gojo and Marin are making this cosplay costume for, Gojo is crying and he's frustrated that he isn't finished with sewing everything together yet. He's devastated after not having time because, you know, there was school midterms and, like, he had work. At the time, his grandpa's not at the shop. He's feeling ill after, falling down, seeing, like stockings in a bag, and he just falls down and hurts himself. And that's because, Gojo is collecting materials for Marin's cosplay, and he hasn't really communicated that with anyone besides Marin, right? Gojo is devastated after not having time because of work and studies. He remembers a conversation with his grandpa recalling how it's because one has love for their passions can they really push through rough patches, and that working hard for others is where the real gift is from. Okay. Gojo spends all night and all through the morning making the cosplay for Marin. To find out, it was only a speculative date she had picked, because there's plenty of other events that she could have gone to, but she just, like, chose one, and she didn't realize how long it would take to actually sew something together. He was then relieved because there was still more time there was still more he wanted to do, but that whole situation, like, devastated Marin, because, she felt really bad, because, there was, like, confusion, and because of this confusion from communication, there was, like, stress that she caused Gojo, and Gojo, obviously, in the show, he was, like, devastated, like, right before being able to finish and pull through, sewing the cosplay together, right? But Gojo appreciates, Marin's caring nature. Then he encourages Marin to wear the cosplay finally, get dressed up, do everything, wig, makeup. At the end of that, they're both cheerful with the outcome, and that concluded episode 4 of the anime. I really do like this moment, though, because, there's a really big key thing that they discuss, and it's about communication and how, if you don't communicate what's happening, what should be done, plans, you can put more stress on yourself than necessary, right? And sometimes, you can cause more stress on other people unknowingly, like in Marin's case, when, you don't communicate how, like, it's just more of a speculative event. And for Gojo, he didn't communicate how, like, he's working on this and he's stressing out trying to meet the deadline that they made for themselves, right? But all in all, I mean, the show is really cute. Okay. I got a few final thoughts on these guys as characters. Just to wrap up this pod. Like I said, this is just the first impression of the show. I just want to give you guys, a reason why you should watch it, why you shouldn't. But anyways, Marin as a character is a perfect human being. She's understanding when it seems that it's her fault, outgoing and relatable. She's caring and passionate. And above all else, she is not afraid to bear all for her love of cosplay. That's pretty much what got the ball rolling. Otherwise, if there wasn't, like, someone putting forth the effort to, ask for help, bring up a situation, then Gojo would have been just a loner and Marin would have just been trying to sew this cosplay outfit by herself. Anyways, Gojo as a character is absolutely lovable. He is earnest and hardworking, very intelligent, and has a great eye for detail. He's very skilled in his craft and he's obviously very meticulous. He puts his heart on the line when he works, and his self-discovery of working hard for someone else gives him the drive and motivation to push through his adversity. My Dress Up Darling is the perfect slice of life anime that most fans of that kind of genre will enjoy. The etchiness in the show was tasteful and sexy so far. I really like just like all the, you know, romantic moments and, you know, just the situations that, you know, the writers have chosen to put these characters in. They're very down-to-earth characters, and, you know, they really took the time, like I said, throughout the podcast to, you know, empathize and, you know, sympathize and, you know, like, really relate with these characters. So, that being said, I give this show a 9 out of 10. I would give it a 10 out of 10, but that would mean that it would be, like, the most absolute best show of all time type thing, right? But, and I don't know if it's going to be like that. It could evolve into a 10 out of 10, but so far it's a 9 out of 10. I mean, the characters are beautiful. I mean, the internet's blowing up because of Marin, right? I mean, like, her in her swimsuit, very sexy. Her confidence in herself and her, like, lack of shyness really, like, you know, helps put into perspective, like what confidence can do for you, you know, and how, like, self-love and, like, and, you know, that of the, like, you know, just the care and passion for oneself can really translate to other people, because, you know, you can't love anyone else without loving yourself, and that's, like, true in life and basically true to this show, right? And I really highly recommend you guys watching it if you guys aren't already. But yeah, that's my first impression on My Dress Up Darling, and hopefully you guys are watching it. If not, start watching it. It's a really great show, and I think you guys will enjoy it. Like I said, 10 man rating, 9 out of 10, with the potential to evolve, right? Like I said, there's only 4 episodes out. So go ahead and leave a like on my Facebook page. It would mean a lot to me to help grow the channel. 5-star review on Apple Podcasts, or, you know, subscribe, follow wherever you can on any podcasting platform. Also, check out my YouTube channel, Win in Rome. That's WINNINROME, like the, you know, the phrase "one in Rome," just as phonetics, right? Anyways, I do a lot of Genshin Impact content there, as you guys have been following me here. I do a lot of anime reviews. I do, you know, anime unboxing of figures, toys, food reviews, just my own personal music. So, you know, I'm trying to do this content creative thing full time, and it would just help me out if you guys can help grow my channel on YouTube. Keep listening here. But anyways, above all else, definitely be safe. Have a great day, and I'll catch you guys next time. Later. Now you're dealing with smooth operator.